looking forward to having a chat with Morris Mazalowski, who's a futurist. Can't say we've spoken to too many futurists. Morris, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Welcome to Perth.
Great to be here again.
Mate, you're talking at a conference today, which is all about helping aged care, particularly using technology such as robots.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that incredible? George Jetson's arrived.
Well, it is a bit like that. When I was looking at what you were proposing, I'm going, this is a little bit like the Jetsons, and also other kind of movies that we've seen where the robot really becomes like a person. What kind of functions could they do with aged care?
Well, what we're going to find is that aged care workers are more and more hard to find, and as you said earlier, we are getting an older society, so we need people to step in and do routine work for us. What we have already in Japan is the greatest place for this. In Japan is that there are robots that wash patients' hair, and that's an incredible time saver. It actually gives a very good massage, by the way, as well.
Uh-huh.
We've got robots that are coming out of Melbourne that are being used around Australia at the moment that are Alzheimer's robots. They're a little robot about a foot and a half high. They sit in front of the patient and they engage with the patient and they watch the eyes and the head movements. And if they find, because they're preset of course, if they find that the patient is going into dementia state, it notifies the nursing staff or the family or whoever else has to know about it.
Okay, so if the patient moves as well, they can alert?
Absolutely. So we're getting some really interesting patient care again around the patient movement. We have robots that pick up patients, take them out of bed. It's actually the most caring, wonderful way to do it. Picks them up very gently, holds them so the nurses can remake the bed or moves them across to the bath, the bathing area, or across to the hospital or wherever they have to be.
Uh-huh.
So we have patients, we have robots that pick up patients and work down that road as well.
So you're a futurist. Let's project this 20 years time.
So what we're going to see, of course, is the ageing society, but we're going to see more and more people living at home to a much older age. As you said before, we'll live to 100, most probably 120 for our children.
Yep.
A lot of the ailments we have now will not be cured, but we'll be able to tame them, thankfully. Many of the cancers, I think many of the things that we are now ravaged with will disappear or at least be tamed. And we'll be trying at home for aged care. We'll be using things like magic carpets, which were announced only the last couple of weeks.
A magic carpet,
magic
right?
Carpet. Well, it almost is. It's actually an underfelt that goes under normal carpet, and what it does is to monitor people as they walk around their own homes. It looks for their gait, so it takes a standard walk and it knows when you're walking as you normally would, and then measures. So if you've fallen over or if you're not walking as you do normally, it actually calibrates that and works out if something's wrong. In other words, if you've fallen or if you're unsteady on your feet, and again will call for help.
Sure.
We've also got rooms, entire houses that are going to monitor people. So what will happen is, again, this is all with your permission, is it will know when you're walking around the house, if you haven't woken up or gotten out of bed at your normal hour. Again, it might turn on the lights or open the curtains or call for help or whatever it is that's appropriate to that time. It knows whether you've been to the bathroom. It can also take a lot of your tests out of your bathroom. I talk about how that happens, but it can, and send that back to your medical team. It monitors your kitchen to know what you've eaten and whether you've taken your tablets. All of these are only used, of course, when there's a distress situation, and also to give back to your health professionals and carers that you are walking around your home, that you are safe and everything about you is the way it should be.
So I could live happily with just a robot with no other human intervention directly?
I don't think so, because the human nature is that we need more than that. But if you think about aged care, often people are isolated, even with the best of intention, even with good family roots. They're not always connected to a physical human being. So I'm not suggesting for a moment that robots are going to take over.
Uh-huh.
But what they will do, I think, is to provide the secondary care. In other words, to make sure that we're safe, to make sure that we're doing what we should be doing, to monitor us. All of those things are really best done by technology, which leaves great physical people, aged care providers, to do the higher order stuff. And that's really where we're headed with technology down the road.
Do you reckon you could get a robot now that you can get into bed with and that just scratches your back or, you know, pat you on the head or whatever, just to kind of soothe you down?
I've heard about those, but they may be interesting in aged care.
Right, I mean, caring and loving is probably what I'm referring to.
Well, It's interesting because psychologists have actually done a lot of tests, and we know that after about 3 to 5 minutes of really good engagement with a robot or with a virtual situation, that many people are as comfortable in that as they are with a physical person. And lots of the robots that are being prototyped are, in fact, I mean, they're obviously not human and not humanoid, but they do offer that interaction. So for the aged person, again, that doesn't really, that might not have much contact with physical people, these sorts of things are going to be tremendous boons.
Don't make me destroy you.
No, hopefully not.
It must be great to be a futurist, because you can never be wrong.
Well, if
in
you are.
In the short run.
Yeah, if you are, you're actually too far down the track for them to be able to catch up with you anyway.
That's right, yeah. How do you become a futurist?
Well, there actually are qualifications for it, believe it or not. It goes right through to doctorate and professor. So there are courses you can do.
Wow. Oz Lotto's worth $70 million tonight. Would you be able to predict the numbers for us?
No, I do hypothesis, not prediction. Otherwise, I'd buy one of those really inexpensive Greek islands.
Yeah, indeed. It's a fascinating area, and one that I reckon a lot of people will be looking at, because if to stay in your own home for a long period of time has a lot of advantages, rather than being shoved off, if you like, into an area where you don't feel comfortable. And I know that nursing homes and that offer a lot of compassion, a lot of care, but there's nothing like being at home with the people that you care about, neighbours, etc. So if we can find ways to stay in our home longer, that's pretty well what you're on about, isn't it, Morris?
It is, and the reality is that the government is pushing that way as well. It is far cheaper, not to bring it down to economics, but it is far cheaper. It is, as you said, far more caring. It's a much better place for us to be in the environment we've lived for so long, and we should be able to stay there as long as possible. We'll find, I think, that the physical, the residential aged care will be used more for acute purposes, for people that are very infirm, that do require 24/7 care, that maybe do have dementia beyond just being able to stay at home.
Sure.
And otherwise, we should, as you said, live at home as long as we can. It's the best place for us.
Yeah, providing you've got a home, of course. Morris, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Have a good day at your conference.
Thank you.
Morris Mizalaski.